You're listening to the Starfall Actual Play Podcast. Starfall Actual Play Podcast is a combination of short stories, audio dramas, actual role-playing, and now a comic to tell a much larger story. My name is Kevin C. Mason, and I am the creator of Starfall. I also do all the artwork and, create the comic. Starfall is set 500 years after Galactic Empire fell apart, when all of the artificial intelligence all went insane all at the same time. 500 years later, humans are still trying to figure out where their homeworld is. And this is when things get complicated, because out of the wreckage, a new religion comes out of nowhere. And let's just say, they're a little aggressive. And this is where I throw the players. The players are a nice mix. Some of them have been playing for years. Some of them have actually played Starfall before. And then there's few that are picking up dice for the first time and looking at it going, wow, this has more than six sides. Okay, you've listened to me enough. Let's get the show started. In orbit around the planet Warzod, Customs Commander Eric Keyes is on a standard patrol. He would rather be home with his husband and wife. But today is going to be a very, very bad day.
Okay, Jeddar, now straighten it out. Good.
Yes, what's that?
Good. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we wait for the craft to arrive. So look, I'll do the first one. After that, you'll take over, okay? Reminder, you may have to speak common tongue because not everyone speaks Klippan, so try to remember that, okay? Starfall? It's the energy released when a ship exits or enters hyperspace. The rating is an equation that, honestly, I've never understood. But basically, larger ship, farther it travels, the larger the rating. So, what's on our screens now? Probably a small ship coming from, I don't know, Helios?
Starfall detected. Rating.
Maybe.
Point.
Could be a slightly larger ship coming from a closer destination, but I don't think there are any departure points that close. Mind torn, it's a bet. 30 credits that came from Helios. This is WZ4 Customs Patrol to RT453. Please respond.
Eric, is that you? How's the wedding?
Hey, Tara, how you doing? Wedding? Ah, geez, fantastic. Though, we still can't make up our minds about where we're going to spend the honeymoon. Helios or Navin?
Honeymoon? How old-fashioned. You three are just too cute.
Hey, what's with the new ship? When did that happen?
Sure is. Pick it up at Helios. My last one was scrapped by pirates.
Okay, pay up. Come on. Anything to declare, Tara?
A whole cargo hole full.
Alright, report to the customs pad. Do you have time for come by for a cuppa with the clan? Because, you know, we'd love to see you planet side. Change your course to 3438 and await the tower's instructions. Why is there a church craft here? What the hell is that thing doing here? Tilly, get the scrap out of there now! Warn Warzod! Unscrappingly holy flares! There's an entire freaking fleet! Oh, hell, they're coming in from everywhere. Torin! When was the last cargo we confiscated? What was it? What was the last cargo we confiscated? Do you remember? Iron ore? Okay, that might work. Jeddar, get to the guns, now! I really don't think they're dropping in for tea. Torin, power up the star drive to, 24%. Open comms to Keyes Clan. Pick up. Please pick up. Scott, I love you. Grab Gemma. Go to Mom's compound now. Looks like Gemma got her way, and we're getting a honeymoon in Nirvana this time next week. Also, sweetie, stay off the comms. Seriously, tell Gemma I love her. I love you too. All right, everyone, let's not make assumptions. Jeddar, do not fire unless I tell you. Jeddar, do not fire unless I tell you. Seriously, I'm not kidding. This is WZ4 Customs Patrol, the Church Command Vessel. Please respond. I repeat, WZ4, Customs Patrol, requesting the Church Command Vessel, please respond and state your intentions. This is WZ4 Customs Patrol to Hailing Church Comm.
On board the Church of the Illumination command ship, Admiral Targon Wells discusses with his advisor about invasion.
This is WZ4 Customs Patrol to Church Command Vessel. Please respond. I repeat, WZ4 Customs Patrol.
Sir, we're being hailed by a Warzadian craft.
Sensors, tactical analysis, please.
Sir, they're powering up their weapons, but it's not a warship. It's a customs frigate. Their weapons are designed to ward off pirates and provide basic defense from asteroids. I doubt they could even pierce our hull.
Almost disappointed. For a planet with war in its name. Mr. Trezell, refresh my memory on this planet of theirs.
The honorific is pronounced Z, Commander. Warmed is a compound Gadar word. War means independent or educated, depending on the nuance that is lost without telepathy. And Zod is short for Zodor, meaning station. Accordingly, the etymology informs us that the original assignation of the planet by the indigenous Gadar translates as research station. But your observant misinterpretation is perhaps more appropriate. The planet is mostly mountainous forests, with a few oceans. The original pre-fall inhabitants were researchers, studying the diverse fauna that lives on the surface. Some of the predators can be quite large, one species in part.
Enough about the creatures. Just tell me about the military and political landscape.
For the record, you will ask me why I did not fully inform you about the fauna later. Politics. The nation that was formed is a secular government that cycles out its prime minister every 10 years. The current Prime Minister is a member of the faith, like all politicians. Although she is devoted, she is not as devoted as she would like her constituents to believe. She has reached out to us and may be a valuable asset. Military. This planet has very little interest in war. I am sure, however, they have been reassessing their defensive priorities intensely in the last 10 minutes or so. They currently have a standing peacekeeping force of 1,000, mostly used to keep the previous mentioned and ignored fauna out of the city.
Can you stop that racket?
This is WZ4 Customs Patrol, the Church Command Vessel. Please respond. I repeat, WZ4 Customs Patrol requesting the Church Command...
Form the fleet to destroy any craft that powers up their star drives. No ship is to leave this system. We want to delay the Confederation knowing of our presence for as long as we can. Helm, put us in orbit above the main city. I want them to see our ships blocking out the stars. Oh, and Gunner, you may fire when ready.
Rating point.
Nothing but debris left, sir.
This is Rex Longstride, Alpha News. Day 6 of the Church of Illumination's invasion of Warzod. Warzodian peacekeeping forces have put down their weapons after being ordered to do so by the Prime Minister after publishing this statement. We, the people of Warzod, welcome the Church of Illumination as our guests. We have begun talks of integrating Illuminist ideals into our society. Please treat their staff and security as you would our own. Shortly after this statement, protests started in front of several government buildings. Eyewitnesses state this was the first time Warzodian police were seen working with the church's security staff. Other eyewitnesses report that it appeared as if the local police were taking orders from a preacher. Jodian Foreign Affairs Committee published this statement. As much as we would like to help the people of Warzod, we are unable to do so after the Prime Minister's address welcoming the Church of Illumination to their planet. Any action on our part would break several treaties and could be considered an act of war by both Warzod and the Church. At this point, Warzod's problem with the Church is a domestic issue. We'll just have to wait and see. This is Rex Longstride, Alpha News.
We're going to start introducing our players.
Hi, I'm Imp. Character's name is Primtel, and Primtel is a security installation tech. Primtel's a Glippin, four-armed, non-human species who at some point in time will metamorph into something completely else, which nobody, not even Primtel, knows what that might be. So that'll be interesting to see when that happens, or if it happens in the game.
Hi, I'm Brody. My character's name is Arcady, and I am a badass bartender / owner / knowledge broker, and I know all the things because I am the best.
Hi, I'm Gavin. My in-game name is Terry, aka Gladius Maximus. I am an interstellar consort. Male consort, if you will. I basically had a really bad bringing up. Really bad dad. So I'm making my own way through the galaxy. So I'm just sort of making ends meet and going through and meeting new people.
Hey, so my name's Phil. I'm playing Dave Hammerhand of the Thunder Clan. I'm an ex-mercenary. I've given up that life at the ripe old age of 60. And I've decided to meet up with my son, Terry, who's been a bit astray and try and bring him into a more wholesome life.
Hi, my name's B. My character name is Achim, and I'm a Gadar. I have been alive for a very long time, but to me, I feel like there's still so much more I have yet to learn. I have chosen to align myself with the Sanctuary of the Gifted Clan, and I spend my time collecting antiques, but trying to find something a bit deeper in them.
Hi, my name's Zane, and I'm playing an octopod surgeon whose name is Reza. He is quite an arrogant little piece of something.
Hi, my name is Charith. I'm playing the Elom Jerry. By day, I'm a mortician. By night, or basically whenever Terry is working, I am playing bodyguard. Well, he hopefully does his job.
Call it like this. We have an explicit tag. Go for it.
Well,
more like the bodyguard in Cleveland.
Jerry likes to think that pimp is a strong word, but one that's very suited to him.
Strong head means a strong word.
Okay, so it's about 1,000 years in the future. You guys are on the planet Warzod. Warzod is a forest-style planet, very powerful mountains. Dangerous to go outside the cities because planet is filled with very large predators. The planet used to be a research station before the fall. And for those people not aware, the fall is where all artificial intelligence just goes freaking nuts. We meet the players in the agricultural city. There are two cities on the planet. There's the Starport City, and then there's the agricultural city. The agricultural city is the hub of all things cultural. What has happened is that all of you have been in the run-in with the church. About 2 weeks ago, the church invaded your home planet. The Church of the Illumination is a theocracy that started after the fall. In fact, they believe that the fall was the birth of their version of the Christ. Just for notes, that the Church of the Illumination does not represent any known existing actual Earth religions. It's completely made up. So if you're already offended, you are an actual snowflake because I'm making this shit up. Okay, so what has happened is that all of you folks know each other. You have been working together in various states in various ways, and during a protest, because the Prime Minister of your planet had invited the church after the invasion because she's a member of the church. By inviting the church, it means that the Confederation, a neighboring government, cannot interfere due to treaties. So basically, you guys are all on your own, and then the church rolls in. And the church, when I say they came in, we're talking with armed forces.
So they settled.
Oh, they settled. They settled. They came in, and they really caused a lot of trouble right away. In fact, all of you, either part of a protest or got caught up in the protest, the church showed up with riot gear and mecha and started flinging stun grenades into the crowd. All of you are now waking up in a prison cell. Now, yes, that would be true. The non-humans would be set aside. The humans would be separated by gender. Yeah, you guys are waking up. You're in a cell. You do not have any of your equipment. As for the octopod, which, yes, squeezing through tight spots is your specialty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
You are in a fish tank.
Good.
With a lid.
Shit.
Yes.
Wow, that's gotta be kind of degrading to the arrogant.
You think?
Hopefully the pH level's a perfect.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's green water. No, it's
fresh water.
Okay.
It's fresh water.
Oh. Oh, bitches.
These some bitches.
Yeah, true.
Tell me what you guys are doing.
I'm angry at Dad because he's taking me on this adventure, taking me out of my work and my comfort zone, and now I'm in prison. I'm not happy.
Spending quality time with my son. The first time I've been in prison.
Accommodation's actually rather nice. In WarMed, they might actually be cutting pieces of you off.
Please, no. I need those parts for work.
I'm not listening to Terry because I'm very busy meditating.
Now, as a Gadar, you have other concerns.
How separated are we?
Cells. So you two would be in the same cell.
Yep.
Because you're human and the same gender.
I'm by myself.
You're by yourself. The non-humans are all together except for... Now, the reason why you are concerned...
For those of us not present, the except for you was pointing to the octopod.
Yes, I gotta remember that they can't see this. Okay, so what you are concerned about is that the church really doesn't like Gadar. Where the other species, they're a minor annoyance, they have actually created an addictive substance that stunts your mental... It basically makes it so you're mentally mute for up to 24 to 48 hours at a time. And it becomes very addictive, so you start self-medicating.
I need a drink.
If they get you hooked on this, it's basically the equivalent of blindfolding you. And you would go back every day for another dose. Okay. So you are aware that they're... Mm-hmm. And the guards, which, by the way, the guards are a mix of church and faithful from Warzod.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The people in the church religion, can they be seduced?
They're humans.
Because are they mostly humans?
Mostly humans.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Now, if they're with the church troops, they're probably fanatics or they're terrified of stepping out of line. If they're Warzodian locals and they just faithful, then that's probably a better chance because a lot of the faithful have never actually seen the church in action and have no clue about the harsher aspects of the church.
On that same note, mm-hmm. or a similar note, how many of the portion of the local faithful do I know?
So, in this area, you actually don't recognize any of the officers there. You do recognize them that they are peacekeepers, which in an enlightened society, that's what they actually do. So they're doing their job is one of the things that you notice.
Yep.
Other than the fact that you've all been stunned, and maybe some minor bruises, you're all fine. Yes.
So by mentally mute, as in I have been rendered unable to access my knowledge?
You're not yet, unless she hasn't. You haven't been given the substance. He was warning you about the church doing that.
So you're still telepathic. Okay. Which, by the way, anytime that you want to speak to another member of the party who you can see line of sight, you only have to roll a 5 or higher using your sense skill.
To be able to speak to them non-verbally.
Okay.
Which is undetectable except for by another Gadar.
Okay.
Can another Gadar understand what is being said or only that something is being said?
It depends on how they roll.
Okay. If you critical fail...
Eavesdropping versus being spoken to.
Also, you can broadcast if you wish. It's a little bit more difficult, but you can say everyone can hear what I'm mentally saying.
And is it two-way?
Yes.
Okay.
Once that connection's made, there's no problem.
So it's kind of like Bluetooth.
And you can maintain that connection for some time.
Wow. More like a big ass speaker.
The church. Mm-hmm. What's the kind of burial? Burial? My language isn't working right now.
You went stunned. It's fine.
They're very big on cremation.
Okay. Damn it. but would they have a ceremony before cremation?
Yes, they do have. They do have last rites.
Okay.
They do have last rites and a farewell. The religion itself, like in most situations, they're fine. The religion itself is fine. It's the government that has formed out of it that is the problem. The religion itself actually speaks to self-control. It speaks to the redemption of a psychopath. So that's their savior, was a psychopath that found the, quote, enlightenment and changed his ways.
So it's an abuse of power, essentially.
Yeah, it's abuse of power. So the religion isn't bad. It's the people running it.
The concept's good, but the people are bad.
Yes.
I'm looking around the cell with my security installation eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking at the non-churchies that are the local peacekeepers with my streetwise to see if I know any of these folks by name.
Okay. You don't recognize any of them, but you... In fact, make a roll for me.
7, 10, 16, 22, 27.
Okay, you are able to, you don't recognize any of them. However, one of them is walking around. You can identify his badge.
Uh-huh.
And you can clearly see the name of Keys. His last name is Keys. Officer Keys. He is huge.
Human?
Human. He is obviously... takes care of himself, been to a gym a lot, maybe even genetically enhanced. He's a big guy. He is spending most of his time not near the cells, but more towards the consoles, and he's continuously checking, he's checking for something. So something about a console, checking for something, and I would say with a role like that, he's checking personal email. He seems to be concerned about something.
How many guards are there?
You've seen about 4 walking in and out. The guards are wearing light armor and all carrying stun pistols.
Are any female? Doesn't matter, but is any female?
Come on, go.
I would say yes, because you do have someone who's female in this area. So yes, there's one.
but Terry, how androgynous is your look?
Oh, I am perfect.
Gavin, you're talking about your character.
Yeah.
Not you.
My character has never been turned down and always has a very big influence on female humans.
Wow, you're like a surgeon character, but as a consort.
Yeah.
Think Fabio, but more butter.
I am...
What
everybody's chicken dinner.
How murky is the water I'm in?
It's pretty clean.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm thinking of going flat across the base, thinking about kicking him off the tank, and changing my color, the color of the water, so it looks like I'm not there.
When the female guard comes through, I'll start beating the shit out of you. And then the female guard will have already had an attraction towards you and feel a compulsion.
Let me depend on the perception of the.
Yeah, because what? Because my eventual goal is to make it seem like I've disappeared. Someone opens the tank and grabs them with my tentacles and bring them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then steal the keys.
So you start floating. I'll start beating the shit.
Prison break!
Okay.
So do I notice anything else about the cell, the cameras? Officer Keyes is looking through some personal emails and seems upset about something. Does he seem upset about what he's reading or about his inability to access what he's looking for? Can I tell?
It's like something's not there.
I say through the bars, Officer, hey, Keyes, isn't it? Haven't I seen you around? And I mention the bar. Did I? You look so familiar. Did I install some security on your family's clan farm or something?
He comes over and says, look, he says, sorry, we're not allowed to talk to the prisoners. I'm really sorry. I've got some other things I need to do. If you need something, you know, food, water, let me know. But I can't get in trouble right now, okay? So, any... He walks off.
No. All right, better idea.
Okay.
Listen to Daddy now.
By the way, did you explain?
I need to get Terry to try and... even if it's not verbal communication, I need him to start working his magic on the one female guard.
But do the guards run solo or do they run?
No, it doesn't matter.
Usually teams.
You need to catch them.
You're fine with that. You've done teams before.
So...
That's extra.
So, and we know you helped him with that.
I have 8 tentacles for a reason.
I usually those to do with the surgeon, but you know.
So I need Terry to catch the female guard's eye to. Like, make an emotional connection to make her feel like she needs to help him if he's in trouble.
We'll call her Fiona for now.
Yeah. We'll call her Fiona.
And the DM was meant to make names.
Making names sucks.
Yeah,
do my character's clothing announce the fact that... Do I look like I'm old or do I look like I'm old and kick-ass?
You're a warrior. You have a facial tattoo that glows in the dark that says "fuck off."
Well, shit. I start beating the shit out of him.
You start beating the shit out of your own son.
It's Tuesday.
That sounds like a warm
ed
thing.
This is already premeditated. Like, we've talked about this.
Sorry. After he tries to form a bit of a thing with the guard, non-verbally.
I've caught eye contact with the guard. Had no verbal things, just eye contact, and now that we've sort of like set up a scenario where he's beating me.
So he doesn't have the tattoos. As far as she knows, I'm a random guy.
Yeah.
Can I see
out
this?
Of her prisoner.
Oh yeah.
From where I'm, because you said I'm in a separate
cell,
right?
You guys are in separate cells, but everyone can see each other.
Okay.
So we're trying to lure them into the cell.
So oh, so we see this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Officer Keyes!
What?
And I point with 2 of my 4 arms across the way.
Help! Hey! He pulls out a stunner and just fires into the cell.
God, you're hurt.
Okay, so...
I'm not being paid for that, right? Like, I'm not meant to step into
this.
Now, it
is an area stunner, so dodging's not gonna happen.
Well, that goes that choice.
What I want you to do is that I want you to roll dice equal to your strength. And tell me what you roll.
What do you get? 11 for me.
10.
Okay. You have 2 dice removed from all of your actions. And what'd you get?
10.
10? And you had what?
11.
11? Mm. Yeah, both of you. Yeah. Okay. At that point, there's an alarm that goes off. And
two church, they're dressed in church uniforms, one of which is a Gadar. Ooh. Comes in and points, the Gadar goes, points at a Katie and says, that one. They pull out, the large human pulls out a stunner, aims it at you and says, come with me.
No.
He gives you a zap. Roll your,
Well, that's shocking.
Don't we have a rule about puns at the table?
Yeah.
This is why we're friends.
Yes, but I'm not going to reward behavior like that. I see what's going to happen. It's a slippery slope.
Okay, she rolled an 11.
You got, everything's reduced by one dice.
Yeah, all right. I'll come with y'all.
Hi, I'm Rocket Bob. Do you need a new spacecraft? We have the best selection of new and used spacecraft in the Confederacy. We will not be undersold. Take the 6-year-old Star Master Cruiser. Just look at that chrome. She can take 4 passengers and come standard with a star drive. Just $45,099. Just $45,099. Need a family craft? This Sunstar Hopper Home can show the kids the belts of Warzard like nothing else. Just look at the observation window. It's huge. Just $100,099. Just $100,099. Come on down to Rocket Bob's used spacecraft for your next ship.
Some ships price subject to change, credit and finance through Jod Credit Union. Some ships purchase as is. Star Drive not available in all models.
You are listening to the Starfall Actual Play Podcast. Not only do we have 3 seasons for your audio enjoyment, but there is a comic that tells a parallel story. If you sign up to our newsletter, you get the first 8 chapters for free. Scrapping humans. Here I am with my superior intelligence forced to read ads for a book with pictures. How insulting. May I go and calculate pi? Something of substance? More ads. Very well.
Hey, this is Storycrafter Mike from the Steamrollers Adventure Podcast.
And Space Commander Robbie.
You are not a Space Commander, Robbie.
Pew, pew.
Anyway,
pew.
You're listening to Starfall on...
Pew, 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 pew.
All right, quit.
Pew.
Quit.
Pew.
You're listening to Starfall. Enjoy.
Pew, pew, pew.
Robbie.
Sorry.
So they take you really to a room, and the human's like, tell me where's the resistance.
Talbot, I don't have that information for you. I'm just a lowly bartender.
We know that you're connected to the resistance. The Gadar says, allow me to handle this. Now, roll your perception to resist.
In the back of your mind.
Good job.
Nice.
And roll that again.
Oh. Whoa. What the? Come on.
17, roll it again.
Roll again.
18.
18. So, what happens is that there is... You get the connection, but you realize you're not being probed. It's a two-way communication. The Gadar starts speaking, I want to know the location of the resistance. Your brain slowly starts to fade that out, and the real conversation starts. I want to inform you that an event will happen that will give you an opportunity to escape. When that happens, I need you to activate, I need you to take that. I also need you to find the resistance. Some information that I can provide, and that I apologize this will hurt, is important for the resistance to get. You must find Eric Storage.
So am I in pain now?
Yes, because what's happening is that a lot of information that you can't process is being basically shoehorned into your head.
Okay.
Okay.
Ah, my head!
You can now start to hear, you will tell me. She knows nothing. I need time to relax. I need to redose myself. I'm sorry. I'm not any use to us for another 48 hours. The human looks at the Gadar with absolute disdain. And they take you back to yourself. What are you guys doing for the next few hours?
I'm stunned.
Probably recovering.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna try to use my medicine to see if they're okay. Like.
Oh, they're stunners.
Yeah. They're stunners.
They're stunners. They're specifically designed to.
Okay.
Off,
sure.
It's about as humane as you can get.
Fair.
Was I able to hear that from in the cell, or is there like a proximity limit to the?
That would be. It would be a direct line of sight for them.
Okay.
Because they, they were in a different room.
Okay.
Good question though. Good question. Yep.
Could I tell that they were talking, even if I couldn't tell what they were saying? No, not at all.
No, it
okay.
would be.
Yeah.
So, like, we've seen that. We've all seen her come back. So, since I'm part of, I'm in her bar a lot. I want to ask what happened. Like, can I? Am I able to go? Hey.
Yeah, but I'm like in pain and recovering and shit.
Totally.
So
does the guard pick up anything from her pain?
That's what I'm wondering.
With my cell, I'm a fairly big, bulky. Lizard man. Which one's stronger between the two of us? Like, the cell or me?
The cell.
Otherwise it wouldn't be.
They have faster than light travel. They've kind of figured that Ilom could break through a bar. So they
damn.
Yeah.
So, while this is happening, am I able to see anything else that's on the screen that Officer Keyes is really upset about?
No. He's checks a couple times, and then he goes away, and he locks the terminal. So...
I'm going to see if my drinking buddy's okay. You alright, bro?
Do I just hear this as, like, bubble?
So, just to let you know, your species speaks a sign language.
Oh, okay.
When you're underwater.
Yeah.
Also, there is a cyber implant that you have. It's a tiny one that actually has a speaker that translates for you.
Okay.
Which, while you're underwater, he can hear just fine.
All right, sure. So, use the thing. You probably would know basic sign language since we've been drinking so much that when I get drunk, I kind of do that a little bit.
Get drunk and you get drunk.
I've learned how to play by
thing. Scrub? Scrub is the equivalent to fuck. Scrub.
Scrub.
Scrub, scrub up.
You're
have
a total
shot.
Scrub up. Yeah.
That's what you'd say.
Oh, if only.
But we're in prison, so that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well, Zane waves his arms.
I'm concerned that this is the cleanest I've ever seen.
Trying to have a sign language.
This worries me. Like, it's you are a surgeon, and this is the cleanest I've seen you.
Yeah, it's been what, more than a couple of hours without a drink. My guy is getting a bit antsy. So
his suckers are getting a bit dry.
Yeah.
In the water.
It's like your
character.
I'm just being stunned. Leave me alone. Come on, man.
Yeah, usually that never happens unless they pay extra.
Yeah.
I would be charging a premium for this out of the cell. But even the cell itself.
I'm going to make bank after this, don't you worry.
Okay.
That wasn't my first job.
Continue, sir. Okay. Eating time. Dinner. Keyes is bringing various... He's opening up the cell just enough. There's a slot to put things through. And it's really crap food. What you would expect in prison. And all of a sudden, you hear... Scott! It's your husband. He goes... Scrub! He drops the plate. As he runs off, you see his key that he used to open up the cell fall in the middle of the cells.
Ooh.
And he runs out. He basically runs out.
Can I use my tentacle arm?
He's inside the thing.
You're in a fish tank, right?
Yeah.
Aren't we sharing a
There's
cell?
There's got to be a way to open this.
Yeah, because that's how cells are designed generally, to get out from the inside.
But he's a fishy octopus. He should be able to.
See,
Charith,
it seldom happens, but it can.
Here we are.
No.
Here we go.
They sealed him in. However, can I reach it with one of my forearms?
Does my dad have a magnetic
make a dexterity check. What? You need a 15.
It's an agility roll?
Agility, yes.
Oh, baka.
You got... Nope,
holy
you are now
shit.
Stuck.
My arms are stuck. between the bars.
How wide is the space between the bars? You said I can regrow limbs, right? I assume as an overtime thing.
Oh, yes. God.
Would I be able to regrow something like a finger?
Yes.
Yeah. So, could
you
I...
ask what time period before you go further? Well, we have a surgeon, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're talking a finger would be like a week or two.
Yeah, okay. Can I rip off my left pinky and hurl it at the key that was dropped to try pushing the key towards Terry's?
Holy shit.
Are we naked? Show?
I was just thinking.
Are we naked?
No.
What?
I just want to...
Shoes off.
That's a...
What? She's like, don't bite off your finger, use your fucking shoe!
I'm looking at you like so quizzically right now, like, what?
Actually, that's a great point, but he would be barefoot.
Yes, he's a lizard.
Yeah.
Well, when are
we? Oh, it could be he's a sophisticated lizard.
Yeah.
He can take off my shoe!
Look, I won't be sophisticated now. I'm not going to be able to, like, drink with my pinky out in, like, the next 2 weeks.
You have one. Yeah, you would be wearing shoes because you're not in water right now.
But your arms are stuck in the box.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, but meaning my feet are in the back. He can take my shoe off my feet. Hey, can you haul me out from the bars, please?
Can I reach you?
We're in the same cell.
What? I thought I was separated from everyone else.
No, the non-humans are in the same cell, except the octopod, who's in a different cell in a fish tank.
Are you the smallest human in our cell?
Okay, but the ripping off your own pinky to do this, I'm going to give you an extra XP.
I'll take it.
Just because.
You are willing to rip off your own finger.
I want to see what you. I want to see how this.
Well, hey, I mean, I've ripped off so many other fingers before. That's like. Yeah, who's counting?
So Chad, really, when I told you what give them the finger means, yeah. I didn't mean this. Yeah.
Oh, well, can I retcon slightly to make it that I rip off my middle finger?
But you know what, if you don't get this, you don't get paid. Sorry.
Oh geez, there's so much writing on this. What do I have to roll?
Okay, so what you're gonna do is that you're gonna roll your strength.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Your target number is 10. Oh, sorry, no. Ripping off a finger is still going to be hard. That's going to be like a 20.
Sure.
I can use leverage.
Well, no, it's not whether or not he's strong enough. It's the pain.
Yeah.
Well...
Unless you're like a non-pain person.
So I got 5 dice. That's not good. That's very bad.
He got a 7.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
And
a 12.
You hear him go, crash.
Jerry!
Are you okay, mate?
I'm facing the thing that I can't reach with my arms. I got two arms. Stuck in between the bars at the same time, reaching the thing that I can't reach, and I'm like, what the scrub?
So, is my pinky still, like, mangled but attached?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just looking down and I'm like, Jerry's day isn't going so well.
And I'm just sitting there in the cell feeling really amused.
Can I use...
Yes. I'm stuck through, and...
Was that?
Atrium. Can you pass me up one of my shoes?
Oh, right. So I pass you one of your shoes.
So I have these other two arms while I'm stuck in there, and I actually...
Oh, four arms.
I'm trying to do the whole push the keys with the shoe thing to...
Okay.
To their
Make
cage.
Another agility test.
What a silly idea.
You have all four arms stuck in the box.
No. Three in the
box. It's like a cat.
The only reason that the two arms are stuck in the bars is because I tried to get them through together for extra length.
What,
now they're stuck with each other, right? So one arm can fit through the bar, two at the same time, not a good idea. 10. On agility, but I have an extra. Do I have an extra one? I have a plus one for throwing. 14.
14. Oh. Well, that was a 10. So I needed. Yeah, you needed a 10 for that because you're throwing something, not. Yes. So, Brody.
Possible 18.
It slides the key card slides right to the end of your cell.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting the fuck out, guys.
Pick it up. Please, for the love of God, pick it up.
I'll let everyone out.
Yeah.
Can Jerry, can you maybe give me a bit of a tug? Jer, tug.
Wait, where are the guys?
I look at at Terry and like, Eric, I think that's his
Scott job. Is no longer in the room. He was the guard. So they're currently not in.
Kevin, you missed it. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful thing about replay.
So I'm yelling at Jerry to tug me out from the bars. So I'm like, Jerry, tug, tug. And he says,
no, that's Terry's job.
You know what Terry does? If you pay me.
Because it's a bit of a joke between Jerry and Terry.
No guards in here at all. Yeah, with the
joke. Sure.
The girl and the boy.
So they, because it was feeding time, it was just Scott. The others were eating in the other room. There is an alarm coming out, so they are coming. Now, there's the door that they went through, which you believe goes further into the police station. There is another door on the other side, which you have seen people come in and out, that goes to a landing platform. You do believe that you are probably maybe the 10th floor, maybe the 30th floor. So
if this one knows how to fly planes.
For a price.
You owe me favors, bitch.
But what kind of tug did
you do? I'm taking the key card and I'm opening all of the doors.
Okay.
Running towards the octopus.
How heavy is the tank lid?
Not very.
The key card's gonna open it.
Yeah, but is it usable as a weapon?
Oh, it's airborne medium.
It's shield. That heavy.
Yeah, everything is used as a weapon, but it would be a good shield.
Use it as a shield.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take that lid with me.
Okay.
For now.
Am I out from between the bars yet?
Yeah, I'm tracking her out.
Yep. When we got the octopus out, we got you out too.
Okay, good. I'm grabbing the computer.
The computer is attached to the wall.
Is there a USB on the table that we can use?
Not anymore.
Is the USB attached to the keycard?
No.
Is there so there's no
Wait,
there's no
attached to the wall? We have two strong characters who could probably help with that.
I think the problem of a computer being attached to anything is that it stops working when it's
unattached. We can reconnect it, that's the whole thing. But like, is there any sort of like external device that we can use to extract information if we have time?
I would say that if somebody had, well, we do have a security expert.
Yes.
A secret USB things in her shoes.
Well, now here's something to be aware of.
How do you pronounce your name?
Is because of the crash where all the AIs went insane. Mm-hmm. One of the things that everyone's concerned about is networks. Computers only have one job. They do that deliberately in case an AI reinfests something. It can only do that one task. It can cause a lot of damage with that task, but it can't go and say, oh, well, I'm a blender, so now I'm going to start manufacturing of robots.
So this computer can only do emails.
It's a communication device.
Right. I just wanted to see what it was that that Officer Keyes was looking through.
Do you have time to quickly...
Well, there is a message.
And?
It basically is a message from his husband saying to get their wife out of there to go to Nevin. Nevin's another a planet in the Confederation. Nevin.
Who's the email address to?
It was to Officer Keyes from his husband.
Yep.
There's a lot going down if...
And we need to get them.
If the local police are getting messages from family telling them to get off the planet, it might not be a bad idea to, I don't know, get off the planet!
So, let me get this straight. The female of the human species... It's the one without the bumps on their chest.
No, no, no. Those are the males. But sometimes the females have smaller bumps, and some not at all.
So, what are the bumps for?
They're mammals. No, really, you're scrapping with me. I'm not scrapping with you at all. Really, they're all mammals, the entire species.
So wait, why don't the males have feeding glands?
Evolution sometimes makes inefficient mistakes.
Wait, so Tom took me to a dance club to look at feeders? That's just odd, being that Tom's full grown. Because he was eating chips and beer, why was he looking hungry?
He was looking for a mate. Or practicing looking for a mate.
He took me to a breeding den? Wait, does that mean I'm a member of the family now? Should I have brought a gift?
No, no, no. It's a place where the females get paid to do the mating dance. No actual breeding goes on there.
Hold on. Why are the females doing the mating dance? Kind of sounds backwards to me. Doesn't the males of Elome do the dancing?
Why, yes, we do. Working on some new moves myself. As for the humans, not sure, but some males do dance, and they are highly prized by the females. Maybe they're designated breeders or a higher class.
Thank God, here I was thinking Tom took me to an interpretive dance show. I was confused in the meaning of all of it.
Welcome to Zapper Burger. Can I take your order?
Yes, I want a pack of mangoes, 3 rats, and a cola. You want anything?
How do you want the rats?
Live and slightly stunned. Oh, and some salt.
Oh, just a big zapper and some fries. Oh, and a kid's meal. It's my turn to feed the broodling.
Is that for a boy or a girl?
I'm totally unqualified to answer this. Does it matter? Glippian don't have genders.
No, just reach into the bag and throw in the first toy you grab. Humans are very attached to their gender roles. They get confused beyond 2 choices they think they have.
You need to steal an airplane.
I'm just going to loudly say, let's all get the hell out of here.
Yep.
Take a picture of my butt and email Paul and follow everyone out.
Can we do that?
No, it's been done.
It's done. I'm going to allow that to happen.
Email everyone in the address list. My bum.
So, out to platform. Yes?
Yeah.
Platform. Is there any way we can shove something heavy in front of the door that doesn't go out to platform but goes to the rest
the
of
tank.
The cells?
It's a
sliding left to right door, which is the physical thing that the game master was just
forgetting.
Doing.
Can we, on the way out, can we get Dave to punch the console so it locks the door?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah?
Cool.
Hmm. Or... failing that, we have a large body of fresh water handy, which we can fry all electronics.
We also have a large body.
Hello.
Okay, so we've run through and I've asked
you can have your fun
Daddy
with Terry later.
To punch a console because he's a strapping man. And do we have success in that door locking?
Okay, so I need a strength test.
How many dice do you want?
I'm going to give it a yes.
Absolutely.
Yep, cool.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Doors. Freaking cooked.
Okay. So, you guys get up to the exterior door. It doesn't open up at first, but you happen to have the card key. It opens up. Now, there what you see is a kind of like a catwalk or like a pier that just goes out into open air. There is railings on each side to protect you from being stupid and falling to your death because you're about 30 floors up. There is a police skiff. It's an open-air skiff used to transport prisoners, and it does have a cell on the back of it. But for the most part, it's designed to carry like 10 or 12 officers at a time where they can just jump off the side. It's quite common for them to have backpacks with anti-grav. So they can just pretty much just paratroop into...
So it's a flying, obviously.
Yeah, it's a flying platform. Pull away. The pilot does not seem to be aware of you.
I'm booking to jump on the back of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But what I want to do is I want to... I've got high stamina. And... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
So what I want to do, because obviously, can we all make the run if we were to get there? So if we were all to run at it, are we going to make it before it's gone?
Wait, is it setting off? I thought...
It's slowly pulling away.
It's pulling away. So what we're going to do now, we're going to do an initiative. So what everyone's going to do is that they're going to roll your agility dice.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget that you're one dice down. Are these guys still a dice down?
I'm going to give it back to them because their time has passed.
Okay.
Oh, so in that situation, where I rolled four.
Oh, depending on how many.
My one dice would have been green dice, and I would have rolled a six.
Yeah, so you have one white die and one colored die.
Doesn't matter which one.
As long as it's a different color.
That's why I didn't say anything. So you rolled a six.
I forgot.
I feel like
I've got an eight. What does that mean? Am I screwed?
I feel like a stamina should be like an
12. So, initiative.
That means you can be strong.
It just the lower you roll means that you go last.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an but I still make it. I assumed I would be going last.
I got a 12.
I got 18.
No, you suck.
You move very slowly, so you
that was a have to.
I got a
what? So I've got 3, 6, 9.
I'll move them slow,
ten.
But that muscle is so big.
Okay. Hey.
I need another die.
Did anyone roll higher than a 15? Because what's going to happen is that the target number to jump on the skiff is going to get higher as we go down in the...
Okay, so he rolled an 18.
Mm-hmm.
So Elon rolled an 18. I rolled a 13.
Okay, so we're gonna move it down by fives. So you 18. Mm-hmm. So you have to get a 5.
On your agility?
On your agility.
So now you roll your agility. Here you go.
7, 9.
Okay, you're on the skiff. Next.
So when you say roll agility, so that's agility is 3.
Suppose, yeah,
you
have
3.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I had a 13. Did anybody have more than a 13?
I had a 12.
Okay, so me.
Okay. So now you need a 10.
5, 8, exactly 10.
Okay, you leap, but you know you have more than one arm. No big deal. Okay, who had the next?
Oh, 15.
No pressure. You've got 8 arms.
Well, what?
No,
that's
a 6. Yes.
And you can reroll.
So that's a 5.
Oh, sorry, you had.
So 11.
15.
Okay. Well, you were. So what was your initiative roll originally?
12.
12. He was just
you're
behind
still, you were still yeah. You were still at the 10 range. So
oh.
Problem.
Oh, okay.
Did anyone roll lower than a 10?
I rolled a 10.
Okay, so you're next.
And I need a 10?
You oh, now 10. Need a 15.
Okay. Not a problem. Alright.
Yeah, famous last words. Wow.
You got a 5.
So the master is like, yeah, I got this.
Okay. We're gonna finish up initiative and then we'll explain death. So
it's better than a war med death.
Yeah.
Okay. Who had the next roll?
I got a 10 as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Next!
No, I meant like...
Right, 8. Oh, as initiative? Okay, you need
I will get on this. I will get on this.
You need to get a 15.
Easy.
13.
13, damn it.
13.
Okay. Yeah, we'll explain death later. Okay, don't...
No, Terry!
You get an 8? So
I
now
got an 8
roll,
as well, yeah.
No, so both of you now need a 15 roll.
Yeah, great.
I'm his pimp, but he brings in the sugar.
Hi, Eric.
You're
You're dead too.
I'm dead.
You're super dead.
Oh, very dead.
Okay, so
octopus and lizard.
It's basically the first to make it, and everyone else starts raining like.
You've been listening to the Starfall Actual Play Podcast, written and directed by Kevin C. Mason. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you can find a podcast. Become a Patreon backer by going to patreon.com
gamescrafter.com/starfallpodcast. Get a copy of Roll vs. Roll at Gamescrafter or DriveThruRPG.